You want to see if he has one or two? You can never have two.
That's the rule, that's why you have four.
The end of Maseches Zvachim, the Gemara has in Perek Kol Akovir, Mishnayim, and the Gemara has Klovim. When a person is interested in doing two mitzvahs, one after the other, what order should he do the two mitzvahs? The Mishnah has that one klal is started the Shein Atzad Atzad Kodesh, and then the Gemara has another klal that Mekudesh Vein Mekudesh Mekudesh Kodesh. If you're doing Yeshechting, there are two Kodesh, one is a Kodeshim Kodeshim, and one is a Kodeshim Kal, that's the Kodeshim Kodeshim, and the Kodeshim Shlom. So the Kodesh Ayla is the Kodesh Kodeshim has more Kodesh, and the Kodesh Lamin is only a Kodesh Kalim. So the Kodesh Lamin is that Mekudesh, Vein Mekudesh, Mekudesh Kodesh. The one that has more Kodesh comes first. And then the Gemara has more clothes. The Gemara has on Nun Aleph on the day in Maseches Brachot. In the 8th Perek, it lists off all the Eilu Dvarim Shebein Beshamah Beshilu Besudah. It lists off all the Machlokes between Beshamah Beshilu regarding eating on the weekdays and eating on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But one of the disputes is, the first machlek is B'shamah B'shilu, when you say Kiddush on Friday night, you say first Baruch Pi HaGofen, and then you say Kiddush, that's a weekday following B'shilu. Mevorach al Hayayim, achachach mevorach al Hayayim. First you say Baruch Pi HaGofen, and then you say Kiddush. And B'shamah Hol Fakir, the mevorach al Hayayim, achachach mevorach al Hayayim. First you say the bracha of Kiddush, and then you say the Baruch Pi HaGofen afterwards. So the Gemara discusses here, Tana Rabbanon, right after the Mishnah, Nun Aleph on the day, what is the dispute here? What is the Nekudas HaMachloikas in this Shaila? So the Gemara gives different svaras. So one of the Gemara introduces new svaras about Kalalim, one Kalalim, part of the Shaila Tzad Tzad Kodesh, Baruch Pi HaGofen, you say all week long, whenever you have wine. That's because we happen, many of us only drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That doesn't make any difference. But theoretically, Baruch Pi HaGofen could be recited every day of the week. And Kiddush can only be recited on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara says that's one slur. Why the Shiloh will say that you should first recite Baruch Pi HaGofen and then say the Birchas HaKiddush because Tadav Hashem and Tadav HaKiddush. Fine, that's one slur. And then the Gemara introduces additional slurs. Pros and cons. Why you should say like B'Shamay? Why you should say like B'Shiloh? So one slur the Gemara mentions is, which mitzvah did you become a chuyav in earlier? So the Gemara says, "Kvar kiddush hayayim, tadayin yayin lo bo." The chiyav to recite kiddush that's in mitzvahs kedushas hayayim. Once it becomes Shabbos, we had the Rambam's opinion when we learned the Gemara about Kozayin, you can be yotzei kiddush even before Shabbos begins. The obligation to recite kiddush is bichnis samach bichnis sasam lefanecha leachrecha. Soon before or soon after. So really, according to the Rambam, the obligation to recite Kiddush begins at Smaga Mincha, even if you're not a Kabbal Tariq Shabbos. We usually assume, like most of the Rishonim, when Shabbos begins, or when you first, either when you personally have a Kabbal Shabbos, when you're Moisif Mechal Al HaKadosh, or if you're not Moisif Mechal Al HaKadosh, when it becomes Seita Kochav, when it becomes Shabbos. According to the Rambam, when it becomes Smaga Mincha, even if you're not a Kabbal Shabbos, that's when you become obligated to say Kiddush. So the Gemara says, that's Smara, that when did he become obligated to say Kiddush? This is a svara within B'Shamay Shita. Why B'Shamay you argue that first he said the Berachat HaKiddush, and then later on he said Baruch HaGofen? Let's say the person makes a mistake, and he says first Kiddush, and he shouldn't say Baruch HaGofen. So the Seder is not the Akir. The whole Machlokes B'Shamay B'Shilu is, L'chatchilah, what's the proper order? Let's say he's supposed to shef the Korban Oila before he shef the Korban Shlomo. And what if you didn't? What if you did in the wrong order? So, but yeah, but you leave it the way it is. You don't have to, it's not possible, you don't have to do it over again. So the whole machlok is only as, remember, one of Balabar told me he made a mistake. He first said the bracha of Kiddush, and then he turned to the wrong page in the master. So he first said the bracha of Kiddush, and he didn't know what to do. So he said, it was Shabbat and Yom Tov. made a mistake, so he said by Chulu, and then he said by Shabbat, and then he said the whole Kiddush over there. If you have Pasim, you don't have Yain. Same Shas. Don't change up like it's the Shamit.
Pasim
doesn't eat
every day.
Okay, same Shas. Right. So the bread will be Tadim Hashem, as the Simul will say Tadim Hashem, Tadim Kaidim. And the Shamit will say no, because the obligation to recite Kiddush began either from Lagam Minchan, according to the Rambam, Stomach with Nisasa, or according to the other Hashemim, Shmishi Kiddush Hayoim. The Lashon HaGemara is a Kvar Kiddush Hayoim. Sounds not like the Rambam. Sounds like the Chiyuv to recite Kiddush begins when Shabbos begins, either when you personally on the Kabbal Shabbos, or when it becomes Tzeis HaKoham. Not like the Rambam says, you could to say Kiddush somewhere near the beginning of Shabbos, even if you're not Mekabel Tzeis HaShabbos. So that's the Shammai who argues the Chiyuv to recite Kiddush preceded the Chiyuv to recite Bar Piyavah. You can't say Birchas HaNehenen until the food is right in front of you. Let's say Bar Piyavah, and the wine is not here yet, and I sit and I wait, and they finally bring me the wine 15 minutes later. That's the another Bar Piyavah. It was way before.
Yep.
Not yet to the draw, as you say, way before. So that's what the Shammai argue against the Shiloh, that whichever bracha, whichever mitzvah you became obligated to do first, in the order of obligation, that's how you should fulfill the mitzvah. Since you became obligated to say Kiddush first, before the obligation, to say the Birchas Hanenah, Barakah Gofen, that's the order you should say this. Then our Gemara, it's always a question, where is our Gemara? This morning we had that problem. We're learning a Zer Neshah. We were rolling around the whole Torah. So here the Gemara has on Chav Chesem and Aleph a discussion. It's the Gemara has a case that's in between 12:30, before 12:30 you can't daven Mincha, and now you can't daven Mincha before 1:30 or so. So let's say before 12:30 you can't daven Mincha. According to Rabbi's opinion, after 1 o'clock you can't daven Mutzvot anymore. You have to finish Mutzvot by Shor Shvi'is. So if it's in between 12:30 and 1 o'clock and he has neither daven Musaf, nor daven Mincha, so the Gemara presents in that half hour, and he wants to daven both. He wants to daven both. So the Gemara presents the Machlekes HaTanaim, which one should he daven first? So there is, last week after we finished learning, so someone pointed out, there is a Svara, not Sama Svara. That's one of the Kolom that we just had in the beginning of Eilut Varsh. There is a cloud in Kedemus, that whichever mitzvah became obligated to do first, the mitzvah he became obligated to do first is the one you should do first. But based on that klal, that's the one that Shammai mentioned. It's not that they still disagree with that klal. They still are asking that such a klal exists. But just when you have a steer between two klalim, then you have to figure out which klal takes precedence. Like I mentioned, the Mishnah has in Terakol Atodin, the end result. What if it's a conflict? What if it's Tzadah versus Mekudish? That's a Shailan in Gemara. A Shailan in Yishami. What does Yishami say? Maybe that's Makhlel Yishami too. It's a big question. When you have one cloud in conflict with another cloud, so you have to determine which cloud takes precedence. We have a conflict between the clouds. He became obligated to daven Musa at the crack of dawn. He could have daven Musa at Alei Zashachar. But he had it, he can even do Yaitse Musa before Shachar. Clearly you're not supposed to, just like in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not supposed to bring the Kavanah to Masaf before you bring the Talmud Shal Shachar. So the Chachil, you shouldn't daven Musa before you daven Shachar. But for the Ebed, if you'll daven Musa before Shachar, you'll be Yaitse. So the Chachil, that means that the Chiv to daven Musa begins with the crack of dawn of Amura Shachar, early in the morning. He became a Chiv to daven Musa. He didn't become a Chiv to daven Inche until 12:30. So on the one hand, you should have applied the cloud that whichever mitzvah you became obligated to do first, that should take precedence. But here, on noon Aleph on the day, that was the argument that Beis Shammai said, why you should say Kiddush first and then Bar Piyavah. Why did Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai? We follow Beis Hillel Shita, because of Tadah V'Shena Tadah Tadah Kiddush. So Tadah V'Shena Tadah here takes precedence over this rule. So that's why over here, Mincha is much more Tadah. Mincha is daven every day of the year. Musa is the only daven on special occasions, the Shredish and so on, Chalmai. Special occasions, so as far as that cloud is concerned, there is such a cloud. Now, but it is a cloud. Whichever mitzvah became mechuyev first, that's the one you should do first, in that order. But this cloud of Tadmash and Tadmash takes precedence. So that's why the Chachamim and Rav Yudah hold that you should first daven Mincha and then daven Musaf. And Rav Yudah holds that there's another cloud. There's a third cloud and a fourth cloud and a fifth cloud. If it's in between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. And Mincha and Mutzah, you only have a half an hour to daven. And Mincha, you have up until Slaga Mincha. If you're old, you can't daven Mincha after Slaga Mincha, but until Slaga Mincha is a few hours. He has another clause. In addition, Tadam Shena Tadam, including the Kuddish. And whichever mitzvah became Chuyivan first, and whatever other clause we have, here's another clause. If one of the mitzvah of Eretz, and one of the mitzvah Shena of Eretz, you have to do the mitzvah of Eretz first. So that's why Rav Yehuda is of the opinion. You have to daven Mutzah first, and then you daven Mincha later on. And the Chachamim disagreed. And now Gius in the Gemara was, we had the Gius in the Gemara, that ain't Allah Kirabuddha. We don't talk about Kirabuddha. Rashi thinks of the Girsa, Shahalachi Kirabuddha. Shachar Shumar Girsa. We have the Girsa in the world that we don't talk about Kirabuddha. We don't talk about Kirabuddha.
What's wrong with the Shachar? Is there a bear?
Is there a hole that's a bear? The Chum hole is not a bear. Right, okay.
Is that the first rule of possibility to celebrate Maitre? I mean, you can't. You know,
they do that.
The Chachamim, the Shitasam, are not concerned with that clause.
What if there would be a...
You would have, like someone said last week, I had a hinder. I don't have a siddur, I don't have a machzor, and someone is davening Musa's now, and he's going to go away. And
I would have to run out food with me.
And the only way of the Yotzei Musa is if I listen to him, Dam Musa, and I'll say after him word for word. And I've missed Shmei Kain, I'll say along, whatever. And if not, if I'm going to daven first Mincha because Tadim Shani Tadir, I'm going to lose my opportunity to daven Mincha because I don't know how to daven Mincha. These two kids are daven with me. So then the Rabbana would be Masha Rabbuta. They agree in the clause that a Mitzvah Beres versus a Mitzvah Shani Beres, the Mitzvah Beres takes precedence over all the rules and regulations. That beats out all the rules.
Tadim Shani Tadir.
The whole is not a Beres. But if you have Hechatin Tzibur, will be a Beres because I don't know how to daven. The only Master in town is going to walk off with the Master. The first day, I'll daven with the first. The Gemara says that's not a good example. The Gemara says that on a day on which you bring a carbon mussar, even this carbon tumid is also called Mekudesh. Whatever that means, that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says the carbon tumid is also called Mekudesh on that day. The Gemara has cases there about Tadar and Mekudesh. He said the cloud from Daphne Nalev should be stronger here. That was. That since the Chiyuv to Daven Mutzah preceded the Chiyuv to Daven Mincha in a very big way preceded.
So then we should argue the case for the Shein as well as the case of the
case. Well, right now.
You see that Gemara says not so.
Right.
You're tiny. Why did the Gemara say not so?
Right.
But that's the, you see the Gemara holds not so. The Gemara holds that this cloud is stronger than that cloud.
Look at it now.
It's important to do things with Dogerung. Yes. So whichever you became a Chiyuv to do first, you take yes. But Tadar Shein is even more important. The better clause. Beta is an important clause, but this is a bigger clause. Tadar Shein Tadar.
What is called in the current Kadima? You have what the Shaka from Muslim.
That is the first Shaka. Shaka is before Muslim, that's a different thing because it's parallel to the Kavanas and the Beit HaMikdash.
What is it called? I mean, if I have two Muslims, one of the things is one came from
right. Yes, the Gemara doesn't have an expression for that, but the Gemara clearly had such a cloud. That's from noon hour from the day. That's the Gemara's word. It already became Shabbos. There already was Mishchayim to meet by Kiddush. He was not yet Mishchayim to say Borei Yom. The Gemara has another cloud there on noon hour from the day. You have two mitzvahs. The one enables you to do the other mitzvah. Because one of them is more important than the other. That's in that case, I'm enough. They're more clever. Okay. If I don't have any, I don't see that I'm going to get a master. If I don't see that I'll get an opportunity to get a master, So then the Muslim says, if it's on that, then the Chachamim would be masking with her beauty, that the Muslim is on that. It should be like that. Okay, we're up to the Gemara. Chof Ches Amar Aleph, the last 5 marks. So the Gemara quotes two memories regarding one who davened after the Zman. Avchaim Volozhin and the Nefesh HaChaim complained about the Hasidim without mentioning that they were the Hasidim. They had a whole attack against the Hasidim, that they davened Mincha after the Seif HaKechavim, and they davened Shachas after the Zman Kriyashman, after the Zman Tfilo. They davened everything in the wrong Zman, and they're making Hachonis, they're busy going to Mikveh in the morning, and they're Mavis Sedrin, and because of all the Hachonis, that's why they're Ma'akad Zman. So he says it's the same as a person who'll blow Shofar on Sukkot and sit in Sukkot on Yom Kippur, and he'll fast on Purim, and he'll read the Megillah on Pesach. If you do it a minute off, you miss the train, you miss the boat. If you eat the matzah after Hatzos, according to that, according to Avraham Rabbeinu, just not yet to the mitzvah. That's all. It doesn't matter all the wonderful kavonis that you have, and all the hachonis, it doesn't help. If you miss the Zman HaMitzvah, you're not yet. So he complains about that. So that's what our Gemara is also complaining. Rav Chaim Volozhin actually heard that there are even some communities where they sit and learn before Mincha, late in the afternoon they sit and they learn, and then it's dark and darker, and they send somebody outside to see if they see the stars yet. Is it Higi Azman Mincha yet? If he saw the 3 stars, then he could have Mincha. He says, can you believe such a thing? He heard that such a thing exists in some communities. So that's what the Gemara is complaining about, that those people who postpone davening and they miss Azman Shachris, or they missed the Zman Musaf, so it's improper. But the Gemara has a different lotion by Shacharis and a different lotion by Musaf. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, 5 lines from the bottom of Chof Ches Amar Aleph. Kol HaMisbal Tzula Shal Musafim. Lach HaShev Yishoyz L'Rav Yudin. Not like Rav Yudin and Rav Yudin. Rav Yudin taken down Musaf all day long till Shkia. Rav Yudin says that you have to finish Musaf, or you have to begin Musaf. That was the topic of the Prima Gordon that the Mishnah Berurah quoted, whether this man, are we talking about Hatchili after Davin Musaf, Nikol Boshea, you Davin after 1 o'clock, does that mean you have to begin by 1 o'clock, you have to finish? So whatever, the person Davin Musaf after 1 o'clock according to review there, he's not Yaitzeh. So it's an improper thing. All of our Kassav, I read the Pasuk and the Novi says about him, Nugei Mimoyed, Asafte Mimeich Oyu. And that Pasuk is not speaking about Davin Musaf. So how is the Gemara taking the Pasuk out of context on Malitzah? The Pasuk is a Malitza. And how are they understanding it? Mimoyed means Zman Kavua. If you miss the boat, you miss the Zman, so there's something wrong. And what are they taking the word Nugei? My Mashmata Nugei, Lishna de Tabru. How do you take the word Nugei to mean that you're Sibrochim, that's destroyed, that you're not Yaisei? The Rabbi Yudah holds that you're not Yaisei if you don't move to the after that Zman. So the Gemara says, in the Targum Rav Yaisei, the Targum, the Gemara says Rav Yosef was Rogil to say Targum Anavim Balpeh. This is in the beginning of Baba Kama discussed what that is Rav Yosef, so he quotes some who says that Rav Yosef was a Saginar, and Vam Shebichzav, you're not permitted to say Balpeh, so that's why he used to be a Baki in Targum. So he doesn't think that's the correct reason, but whatever, Rav Yosef was an expert in Targum. He knew Targum better than the other Amaroi. So they always quote that Rav, he wasn't the one who composed the Targum. The Zagman was by Yenisim and Nazil. But he... The Nazil, yeah. The Zagman of Nazil was by Yenisim and Nazil. Ksuvim is what? I don't know. In Mark says Megillah, there is no Targum, yeah. There is no Targum, yeah. No. So the Gemara says, as Rav Yosef used to say over the Targum Yenisim and Nazil on that Pasuk in Novi, the basis soil of the Yichel is man v'yadaya to be Yerushalayim. The real Pasuk is talking about a different thing. The Navi is saying that there's going to be a Churban Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed because they don't come on the Shalosh HaGolem on the Moyadis when it's supposed to be Oyla Regel. They don't come to bring the Musafim. They don't come to bring the Riyah and the Chagig and the Simcha, the 3 korbanos that every Jewish man was obligated to bring on the Shalosh HaGolem. So the Pasuk says, Nugei ni Moyad. Moyad means Yom Tzayim. That they're supposed to gather together in Yerushalayim, Asafti means to gather together, to be on the regal, and they didn't come, so it's going to be a churban. It's going to be a punishment on Klal Yisrael. They say, Al-Saneh, and the basis of the Mishnah Ma'aliyah, means a shever on Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara takes it just as a melitza, not that this is an additional interpretation on the Pasuk, as a melitza they used to mention
This pasuk in connection with one who was davening musaf after Sheva Shoat Alibid Rav Yus, but that he davened too late, he postponed. They also used to come, they used to wear the regals, but they used to come after, when they were busy with business, they would come after Sukkot, after Pesach, after Shavuot. But you come a day late, so it's no good. Unless they have to Shavuot, you have Tashlumin. But otherwise, if you come after the Tashlumin, so it's no good. So here also, there's no Tashlumin. So similar... Similar to this memory regarding Musaf, the Gemara has Amar Avlo, the Kavan of Tal Tzimah Shol Shachris. The Achat Al Shachris, but Rav Yudah also daven too late. Because Rav Yudah's teacher was on the previous daf that you have to daven Shachris within the first 4 hours of the day. All of our classified manukin and moira sat mechayu, the same sentence. The Gemara says, my mashma, the high lugay, lishna, this sairahu, all of a sudden the lesson changes. Before, in connection with davening Musaf Lay, so they call my mashma, the high lugay, lishna, the tavrahu, means that you're tzibrachin, that the whole davening is nishkan davening. And now the Gemara says that it's a lishna, the tzairahu, that it's an improper thing. So the Gemara says that we know that the word nugay is a verb that comes from the Lashon Tuko. Yogan, Yogan Ba'anocha. Yichzir, Dolfa, Nafshi, Mituko. Tuko means from aggravation, from tsar. Ramnach, Ma'ishvakam, another postik, in Echo. So the seven nugas, the Himar, were also nugas, they were aggravated. So the Marsha and all of the other Achraim discuss why the Gemara changed the Lashon over here. When we speak about missing this man Musaf, the Gemara They quote the same pasuk as the Melitza, and the Pshut Shal Mikra is not talking about davening at all. It's talking about not bringing the kabbonis at the right month. And if you don't bring it at the right month, it's too late. You can't bring the Zot Hashlumin. So why is it that in connection with missing the Zman of Musaf, they call it Lishna the Tavro. It's broken. In connection with davening Shabbos late, they call it Lishna the Tzairo. So we had... No, he daven after 7 hours with Rabbanon. Rabbanon, we talk in against Rav Yudah. That's what Taita said, the Mishnah, Taita said, the Mishnah doesn't have that parenthesis on Chavav and Meralos, because we don't talk like Rav Yudah by Musaf. So we talk in, we can daven Musaf all day long, but the Gemara says, Nikol Pashaya, that's not right. Rav Yudah holds that even with the evidence, if you daven Musaf after 9 shots, after 1 o'clock, it's just not yet to at all. So doesn't he hold the same thing by Shachris, if you daven after 4 hours? Oh, so that's the big shayla here. That's the shayla. So the Mishkanes Yankif has a sefer on brachas, and he tells you, look at my sefer Mishkanes Yankif on Arachayim, I explained it all. We already discussed this. On the previous daf, we discussed, the Gemara says on Chavzayim and Aleph, that we tasken like Rav Yudah Shita the Gabi Shachris, that you have to daven Shachris before Dalet Shos. So the shayla there, so we know a lot of shuls with the daven Shachris after Dalet Shos. So what is that based on? You can daven to the Yevri, it's a dollar short. So the Mishnah Berurah quoted, there was a big machlekes of Rishonim, and the machlekes of Rishonim, what exactly did Rav Yudah mean to say? That's what the Mishnah Tank has a whole shuvah on what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah was after the Mishnah Tank, a few generations later. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this machlekes of Rishonim and the machlekes of Rishonim. The Gemara says, we pass like Rav Yudah, and Rav Yudah says, you must daven Shachris within dollar short. And if the Dalet Shos, he can't daven at all. No, the Rambam says, what's the Lashon of Rambam? If Shogag or Menach, if he accidentally didn't daven Shachris before Dalet Shos, before 10 o'clock approximately, or he Anoinus came up, something he was unable to daven, then the Rambam says he can daven up until Chatzos. Why did the Rambam write Shogag or Menach? What is he? So some Rishonim and Achrayim said, no, there's no tashlum, unless that person doesn't daven mincha. Why? Because he's in business. He's making the money now. He doesn't want to daven. He knows that it's his man of mincha. He knows his man is going to go by. And he doesn't want to daven mincha. He'll worry about it some other time. So then Allah said, the Gemara said, in the beginning of the parish, there's no tashlum for a person that didn't daven mincha. There's only tashlum in a shogah b'nani. So some Achrayim understood the Rambam to be Bedaskia. The Rambam says, if Shogav Aynanis below his fellow Shachris was thin Dalet Shores, then he may daven up until Chatzos. That's the Torah Tashlumen. I, whoever heard of Tashlumen? What kind of Tashlumen? When Tashlumen? Tashlumen is, you daven Mincha, and then you daven the second Tshilo to make up for the Shachris. But if you didn't daven the Tshilo of Bismana, how can you daven Tashlumen of Tshilo of Bismana? did this group of Achronim say no? The only time that din is so, the only time that din is enforced is if he hears Man Tfilas Mincha. And then you have to daven Mincha Tizmana. You have to daven Tashlum and Tzishakras. Then there's a Seder Kedushas. First you daven Tfilas Tizmana, then you daven the Tashlum for the Tfilah that you missed. But if it's after Man Shakras, after Dalet Shos Vayom Batayim, Lo he hears Man Mincha. So then you can make Tashlumen without saying first Mincha. You don't have to wait till Mincha to make a Tfilah Tizmana. That's what this group of Achronim said. We had the pay issue at the beginning of the pay rate, made a big fuss. He said it's not so. He gave a headache into it. He said if you didn't daven Shacharis and it's already 2 o'clock, he said you can't even daven Musaf now and then daven Shacharis Tashlumen later. He said you have to wait till Tfilah, he said Tfilah Mincha Bizmano. He says, Kein Mashma Mesima Zibar Pasim, the Shulchan Aruch, nobody says it. He says, Kein Mashma Mesima Zibar Pasim, you have to wait till you daven Mincha at the Mincha Ketana time, that's the Ikar Zman of Tfilah Mincha, and then when you daven the Mincha by the Ikar Zman, then you can make Tashlum. So what's this Gefela? So let me daven Tashlum of the Shachar at 2 o'clock. And when it comes 5 o'clock, then I'll daven Mincha Bizmano. No, the he holds. But you just can't do that. You can only daven a tashlum after having first job as Tfilah Bizmano. Then it's a matter, that's what, then it's... So that was the shaila, how to read that Rambam. When the Rambam said, you have to daven shacharis before daven shacharis by yom. That's Rav Yehuda Shikin, it was as we pass on Rav Yehuda. And if shok avay nenas, lo yispalos, then you can daven afterwards. Is that the Torah tashlumin, so it's only shok avay nenas, and if he's not? Well, no, that's not the Torah tashlumin. Rav Yehuda only meant to say, that's l'chatzila that should be this man. What do you mean, Rav Yehuda means to say that you can only bring the Talmud Shoshachar up until Dalet Shoshachar by Yom? That was a simple reading in the Gemara. That was a simple reading in the Gemara. That the Machalek is a Dina Abonah, the Machalek is in a Dinda Raisa. Can you bring the Talmud Shoshachar up until Chatzari? Shachar, oh no! Boker, Sakev Techa Tasma Boker, Boker is not the same thing as the morning. Boker is only up until Dalet Shoshachar by Yom. It's in the Raisa. That was a simple reading in the Gemara. So that was a machlekes rishonim and a machlekes achronim, whether that's correct. In 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah, Halacha Lemaaseh, how many paskins? If he did, the fellow is up at 7 o'clock, and he goes to mikveh, he's not a tzitzin, he learns Gemara with his children, and then he's daven shacharis at 10:30. So is he allowed to daven shacharis? But he's saying no, that he did, and there's no tashlumin. And if you miss the tefillah of Bizmano, you can only daven later the Torah Tashlumin, and there's no Tashlumin for you. That was the Machlokes. And the Mishnah of Yankiv is of the opinion that Rav Yehuda Shita, that you have to daven tefillah Shacharis before Dalet Shoshachar, the whole Rav Yehuda Shita was only l'chatzila. It can't be that it's Bizman d'oraisa, that the Talmud Shal Shacharis only until Dalet Shoshachar. He holds that it's only l'chatzila. It can't be. That's his opinion. And he says, based on what he wrote in his Chuvah, he understands very well the Lashon of the Gemara, that if you daven Musaf, according to the view, if you daven Musaf after Zion Shoyas, you're absolutely not Yotzei whatsoever. You're not Yotzei. It's not this month. So that's what the Gemara calls Lishma de Tavro. You're not Yotzei. It's nothing. But if you daven Shoyas after Dalet Shoyas, it's Lishma de Tzaira. It's Lachatzkila. You're right, Vanadin Lachatzkila. But you're not that you're not Yotzei. Yes, so this is Nicha, this type that he gave is Nicha, if one holds like his Shita. The Rav Yehuda, that we talk like Rav Yehuda, that can only daven Shacharis up until Dalet Shoshachar Bayom, is only Zin L'Chatzkila, it's not Miyati B'Yevi. What do you do according to the other days in Rishonim and Achrayim? He quotes himself from Mufurish and Machlekes, but that's why the Mashor gives a different suggestion. The Mashor and his Gemara, and Achrayim discuss whether the Mashor is right or the Mashor is not right. So the Mashor has the following. He says, what happens, I daven Shacharis after this month, let's say this month of Shacharis, on the Zogun, this month of Shacharis up until 10 o'clock, I daven Shacharis later. So what is it? Is it Brachal or Antolah? You're not allowed to daven Shacharis. Let's say I daven Shacharis, Mincha, and Myrid, and I'm stuck in another Shemayin Esrei, with no name, not Shacharis, not Mincha, not Myrid. So what is that? Brachal or Antolah? So the Marshal says, no, he had the Gemara before. Tfilas Zogun, Halavai Yiskala and Kolayim Kulon. So it's not going to be a brachal of Atzolah. So if you're going to daven Shacharis after this man, you won't be Yoytzi Shacharis, but it won't be a brachal of Atzolah. You can't say Lishma the Tavra, that there's a brachal of Atzolah, a Reis Gevorah. No. So what's going to be if you'll daven Musaf after this man? So can you volunteer a Korban Musaf? Musaf is not broken as a very daven. Musaf is a daven Shebe Chayva. Either you do it with Saris Chayva, or you don't do it at all. You can't... See, but that's another thing. You can't have a tzilas to drop with the tzilas, another thing. But even a yochid can't volunteer tzilas on the song. So that's... The Gemara says you have to be mechadish something. Okay, you have to be mechadish. Lechatchila should be mechadish. They said to be yeah, but if you weren't mechadish in the summer, you would still be a tefillas mendoga. Lechatchila is not proper to daven a tefillas mendoga unless you're mechadish by daven.
What's the difference
between tashlumen and daven? Tashlumen, you're mechuyas to give tashlumen. The second one was from Myers, so he's not yet eaten the other. The Tikkun Ad Gemara, the Kabbalah Tam is Palo, is Kaveh the Shema Tzilo. Right.
But the Tikkun
Ad Gemara, the Kabbalah Tam is Palo, is Kaveh the Shema Tzilo.
Right.
But the Tikkun Ad Gemara, the Kabbalah Tam is Palo, is Kaveh the Shema Tzilo. Right. Okay. Tell me who has to have Kabbalah for that too.
Okay.
So that's how the Mashiach interprets this Shiloh Lashon. Why is it that the first member of Rabbi Shimon Levi speaking about Mesopim uses the Lishna de Tavro, and the second member of Rav Lazar speaking of missing the Zman of Shachris uses the Lashon of Tyre. So he says, if you miss the Zman, you're not Yosef. You're not Yosef Shachris, you're not Yosef Musaf. The Vod Blat of the Shman Esav, as he says, so he says, by Musaf Blat, that Rav Lazar Tavro, Devin Rav Lazar Tavro. By Shachris, if you miss the Zman, so it won't be Shachris. So he says, so it'll still be a Tzimus and Dali. You're Ma'arir, you're ma'arer against the mashot pshat. Why will it be even a tefillas nedava? But he had kavona l'shen shachris. And shachris shalav yizmari is a bracha l'atol v'ayda. The shtak etayna. He's ma'arer. He's still from the Gemara on the previous that he doesn't know that he missed his mom. So he thinks that it's his mom and shachris he can daven. And it's really no good. It's only good if he has kavona l'shen nedava. If he didn't have kavona l'shen nedava, it should be no good. That's every time.
He would have known that it was. He would have been.
But he has a real kavana. So that's a starker sign against the mashur. If he's mispaw adat hachamim, he's a pashup shat. He's not mispaw. He's mispaw shen shachris. He has a sign on the mashur. How can he say that it's not a bracha of batola? If he had a mind of shen shachris, it's no good. It should be no good. That's a sign. So that's one sign. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and quotes this mashur. Pnei Yeshua doesn't have your sign. Pnei Yeshua has a different sign. But Yeshua is ma'arer on the premise of the mashur that everybody assumes is correct. That if you want to, you can volunteer a tefillas nedaveh. Right, anytime you want. But you can't make a tefillas nedaveh musaf. So he's ma'arer. Why not? Why can't you say a tefillas nedaveh musaf? So we assumed, like the patients before, that tefillas hamesachim is not the Torah's rachmi at all. This nusach of tefillah was nisakin by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, not the tefillah of shachris minchem ha'ir is the Torah's rachmi. The Torah's bakashas tzarach, tachanunim and bakashas tzarach. Tefillas hamesachim is only the Torah's in the Shalma form of tzeilu. Dim koim akrovus hakabonah. So you can't do that the Torah's nusachim. The Torah is only bakashas tzarach. Somehow the Pnei Yeshua understood it differently. Pnei Yeshua says, because the Karbanos are only bought b'choivu and not b'nedovah. He says, what are you talking about? But let's say on a Rosh Chodesh. When are you going to discuss making an nedovah? On Shabbos and Yom, we're not going to make any nedovah. We can't daven even Shabbos to give us nedovah. Because they're not permitted to bring Karbanos and nedovah on Shabbos and Yom. That's how the Rambam writes. The Shulchan Aruch calls for that. The Rambam, the Rishon, the Shulchan Aruch. Strange thing. They're not permitted to bring in the Beit Hamikdash Karbanos and Dov on Shabbos Yom because of a Malacha. The Chilul Shabbos, the Shech, the Behemah, to be Dorek, the Dov, is also a Malacha of the Rabbah, and a Makar HaPatish, and to be Makar Yenur, is a Malacha of Havar, these are all Malachas. But the Dov and the Chilul, what Malacha is there, the Dov and the Chilul? So how do you carry over, you say, the just like you're not permitted to bring Karbanos and Dov. On Shabbos, even on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to, even though Eich HaMethesh is Mutter, but it says, Acha Sheyata L'Chalda B'Shul Abad L'Yata L'Chem, L'Chem Lola G'Voya. So the Gemara says, Lola G'Voya, you're not permitted to bring Karbanos and Dov on Yom Tov. You're only permitted to bring Karbanos Chayva, the Musafim, the Tzlidim, the Chayvus Oilot Riyo, Shami Chagiga Yik, so that's also you're permitted to bring. But to bring Glat and Dorm and Dov, it's more than long, you're not allowed to. That's how the Gemara says.
No.
So that's what the Tere Yeshua title. You can't bring up carbon palmers and dove either. So how can you daven? How can you ever daven to the dove? So the answer is, but you can bring the carbon oila to the dove. So he says, so why not say the same regarding Musaf? He kind of, why can't you say the Shemon Esra Musaf? So don't say the Shilton, let's say, the Chazan is Kent and Zubar. Then he say, the Sarva Chazan. So don't say Sarva Chazan. Don't say, leave out that section. Say the rest of the Shemon Esra Musaf. Because it's yourself, he doesn't understand, the Yeshua doesn't understand. Why did the Pashim assume for such a double Pashim that you cannot daven Musaf and Dover? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're not discussing. Shabbos and Yom Tov, it says in Shulchan Aruch, he can't daven any Pshilus and Dover. Because he couldn't bring any carbonates in the dove. Even though that goof is a parallel, you can't bring carbonates in the dove because of the Chilul Shabbos and Malacha on Yom Tov. But when you daven, what's the Malacha? But whatever it is, that's what it's, whatever the Hezber is, that's what it says in... Right, that's how everybody assumes, right. The dove assumes not like the Tanishua. Tanishua says that that's all the Pashim are assuming, like the Mashal. Mashal didn't invent this prayer. He said, you cannot daven Musaf in a dove. So the Tanishua doesn't understand why. So we always assume the reason why is because the text of Tfilah, Tamu Safin, is not the Torah, the Rachmin in it. It's only the Torah, the Neshama, Farn Tosena. So that's why there were Pashim who said that women are not Mukhliyah. Women are only Mukhliyah to daven. Even though davening should be the DMS confession, says my brother. And women should be pasher. So the reason Igmar gave, why it's an exception to the rule, and that's because on the faith, is because people are rachmi. You know, and the women also need a caution to rachmi. But Musaf, for Ikebeger, and the Slach, and others have like that, since Musaf is one of the Mishnah courses, and since Musaf is only the Torah and the Shammah, Parsha, and Seinu, that's not at all the Torah rachmi, it's applied to this my brother. So women are pasher. That's why we always assume. So this is a strange difference. She was ma'arer, not ma'arer on what is on the Mashiach's board. Mashiach's board is not. He's ma'arer on the premise which the Mashiach is quoting from all the Pesukim. That you cannot dab in a dove by repeating a Musaf Shmanes Midamash Chodesh HaChalamoy. When you're allowed to dab in Tzidu from Dove, yeah. The Shachar Shmanes, you can dab in the Minchah Shmanes, you can dab in a dove. But you can't dab in the Musaf Shmanes in a dove. He has a time, why not? It's a strange time. But that's what all the Achmanim discussed. Why the Shinu Lashem? Why by Musaf, the Peshuvah Levi's Lashem was Lishmin the Tavra? Yeah. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that you have to be careful when you daven and you say the Pit Matzoris, that the Ramah says the minute to count Pit Matzoris on your fingers. Make sure that to make sure that you don't leave out any of the Yud Aleph Salmanim, because the Brashi says that if you leave out mention of one of the Yud Aleph Salmanim, it's Chayim Misa. So that's right in there. What do you mean Chayim Misa? Chayim Misa means if a Kohen enters the Heichal, and he brings Torah, so it's going to turn out to be a B.R.A. Kohen. No one is permitted to enter the Heichal unless he's doing an Avodah. And Yisroel can't do an Avodah. Only a Kohen can do. What Avodah can he do? Haktoras, Haktoras. If the apostle of Torah says Nishkin Avodah. It's kind of Yisub De Shemayim because of B.R.A. Kohen. But if a person is davening at home and he's davening in Shulman, he leaves out one of the Yud-Al Salman, how can it be Chayim Misa? It can't be. So they said the Ramon never meant it. A lot of the Ramon never meant it. How can it be?
Because
people are in a rush. Okay, the Gemara Chof Ches on the base tells a story. Rabbi Yehuda Cholash, one of the Amoraim, didn't feel well. But my awesome assertion to Rabbi Yosef, he didn't come to Rabbi Yosef's shiur. When did Rabbi Yosef give the shiur? So Rashi explains that from the Hemshech HaGemara, for the next 5 lines, it will become apparent this shiur that he missed was on Shabbos morning before Musaf. The Rabbi Tzom. Shabbos morning from Musaf. He didn't come to the Rabbi's Rosh. He also, so Sunday, he came to Beit Medrash. But then he came to Beit Medrash on Sunday. So Abaye saw that the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yosef, felt very hurt. Why Rabbi Yosef didn't attend his shiur? So Abaye felt just to appease Rabbi Yosef, he should be Mitzai Rabbi Yosef a little bit, to give him a hard time, and tell him, if you don't come on Shabbos, you can't come on Sunday. We're not going to let you come to the shiur on Sunday either. But he started to check the Rabbi Yekilasa, but Rabbi finally showed up the next day to the yeshiva, boy, Abai Lanuchi died to the Rav Yosef. He wants to make Rav Yosef feel good. So he thought he checked it. He insulted a little bit Rav Yosef in the presence of Yosef. I'm alive. My time will also matter to you. How come you didn't come to Shia yesterday? And he's going to see what's going to be the answer. I'm alive. He says, because I didn't feel well. And the Shia is before Musa. And he's going to be with some Shia for an hour. And he's hungry. He didn't feel well and he had to eat. So how the Cholish Nidboi, Cholish Ba means his heart was hungry, he was hungry. Well, I'm not saying I wasn't physically helped to it, I wasn't able to come. So he says, what's the problem? So you make Kiddush and you have a piece of cake and then you come to the Shia. You come 5 minutes late to the Shia, you come to the Shia. So he says, because you're not allowed to make Kiddush before Muslim. Just like you're not allowed to eat before Shacharis because that's how they drink of water, that's all. So he says, the dinner, you're not allowed to make Kiddush before Muslim, you're not allowed to eat them. Omalei, Amai Vai Thomas, Yidi, the Yossi, why don't you have a snack, meaning why don't you make Kiddush, and have a bite, and then come to Shir. Omalei, so Rabibi tells that Baye, you don't have to do that. Lo Sobel Amar, don't you know, from the Father, Yemel, Hodor Omar Abune, Hodor Abune, Omar Abune, Oslo, Rodham, Shiit, and Kulu, and Kani, Shiit, Tom, Kulu, Tom, 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 and then eat, and then come there, come, 10 minutes late. So he's not Muslim, take 5 minutes, you make Kiddush, and then you take a bite, you come 10 minutes late. Amalei, boy, my mother, loose of the Masaf and the Yachid. Ah, so like, Akhil Abani, you have to dab in Sila the Tzibur. But, so he said, so why didn't you, so he went and got into a different shul, but it was no Shia. He went to a different shul, and he dabbed Musaf and he ate, and he missed everything. So he said, why don't you dab in Sila the Musaf the Yachid? And then the little me being to have a bite, make Kiddush and eat, pull the mate and then come to the Shia. So he says, no, I'm alive, but so the man, Adam of Yechanan, the thing is that if you have to daven the Yechidus, you daven the Yechidus. But you're not allowed to daven the Yechidus before the Tzibur is davening. Before the Tzibur is davening. So if this Tzibur, if he's going to be in the building with the Beis Medrash, and the minion for Musaf is 11 o'clock because of the Shia from 10 to 11, so he's not allowed to daven Musaf anyway. There, he had to go to the Young Israel, he had to go to a different shul where there's no Shia, he had to go to a different place. But he went to that shul to daven Musaf to Tzibur, but then it wasn't shot to come back, he's going to miss the whole Shia. It was a long walk, half an hour there, half an hour back, and he lost his opportunity. If he would be in this building, he wouldn't be allowed to daven Musaf. He says, for myself and Imam, that's where Rabbi answers back. I couldn't, on my way, Rabbi answers back to Abai, I couldn't daven Musaf 5 minutes and they kiddush 5 minutes and come 10 minutes late. So they mara, why don't you know the Adam Rav Yechanan? Also, the Lord, she had me to be lost, sorry. But she was not sleeping. I'm not down before the Tzibur. Means if you're in that building, nearby. Amalei, so Abaye answers back to Rav Yehuda, you're wrong. Well, this Mara law, don't we have a member in connection with the member of Rav Yechanan? Om Rav Adir, the Tzibur Shonu. The only time you're not allowed to be Magdum to daven before the Tzibur is. If you are in the shul, if you're on the Beit Medrash, the Chavetz and the davening of Rosh Chodesh is taking longer, and you're in a rush to go to a business appointment, so you're not allowed to daven Musaf, and then run out, and they didn't daven Musaf yet. If everybody daven Musaf, you run out and live a Chazar Tashas, another daven. But that you should daven Musaf the minute they finish Kriyas HaTayra, and you should leave before they start davening Musaf, that's what they're not allowed to do. So what does he do? So walk out of the Beit Medrash and daven in the hall. But you're not allowed to daven in that room where the Tzibur is going to daven. That's what Rashi says. And who's Beit HaKnesses? Ima Tzibur. If you're in the shul with the Tzibur, then the din is you're not allowed to start davening before. Some people daven very slowly. So if you're going to start davening, let's say Shacharis every day, many people have this problem. If you're going to start davening Shacharis together with the Tzibur, you will always miss Kiddushah. So some Achrayim suggest, some of the recent Achrayim have the Shaira. Somehow the earlier generations, the Shaira didn't exist. So the recent Svarim have such a suggestion, start davening Shacharis before the Tzibur. When they're in the middle of Krishna, you should start Shema Nesha Shacharis. Yeah, that's not a violation of Yagdin. Start davening Shacharis and you'll finish with the Tzibur. So you'll still be davening Shacharis. Not that I'm going to daven Shacharis and finish. And I'm not trying to finish before the Tzibur. I'm trying to daven with the Tzibur, but the only way to leave to daven with the Tzibur is by me starting Shacharis 3 minutes earlier than that. So it's kind of that I'm davening with the Tzibur. So here, Rabbi Yechanan says, you're not permitted to daven before the Tzibur, the beginning to end, to finish up the whole Shema Esrei of Shacharis, Mincha, Maya, whatever it happens to be. The Mishnah Torah says, let's say I'm davening in the Shul, Mincha, I want to daven Mincha in the Shul. can I keep getting late and late? Exactly, not davening before before the Shkia. So if I'm going to be Nizah, Abiyach, and Zeh, and I'm not allowed to be Magd in Tzivas, and the Tzivas of Tzibur, I'm going to miss the Shkia. So then the Mishnah Berurah says that it's preferable to daven the Yechidus before the Shkia, so rather than to daven the Tzivas of Tzibur later after the Zeh. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. But you are talking about the normal circumstances that the Tzibur is going to daven the Zeh, but it's too late for you. It's not that it's late I'll be doing. I have a business appointment. I have to go somewhere. So then you're not permitted to be Magid. So the Gemara says that Ravidia was wrong. Ravidia's Kershman was wrong on the second score. Abai was interrogating him why he missed the Shear. So he gave two explanations. So he didn't feel well, and you're not allowed to make Kiddush and have a bite before Musaf. So Abai says, so why don't you dump Musaf, and then have 5 minutes, and then dive it, and then make Kiddush 5 minutes, and come 10 minutes later, and you'll hear Chaparai 15 minutes of the Shear. So he says, no, that, you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to dive before the Tzibah dive. So the second thing that Rabbi said is wrong, because Abai says, well, it's my book. Then the Gemara says, and the first thing that he said is also wrong. So Lay Silka, so like Ravuna, the like Rabbi Shimon, we don't pass them like that din that he quoted. So some not heard of Ravuna, some should have never heard of Ravuna's din. Abai didn't argue with him at Ravuna. But the Gemara says, we don't pass them like Ravuna's din. The Halacha says you're not permitted to eat before Shacharis. You're not allowed to eat anything before Shacharis, only water. According to the Rishon, we're allowed to drink water. So we're not with Mekel on the water. It's a cooler. With Mekel that you're permitted to drink water. A lot of Rishon holds you not allowed to drink water. But the Daven, yes. Without flavoring. But before Musaf, we pass that it's permissible because the Gemara concludes, Blaise Silkasa, we don't pass like Rav Huna, nor do we pass like Rav Yishuv and Levi. They both said something similar. Like Rav Huna, or the Amar, we don't pass like Rav Huna, that's a member from before. He says it's forbidden to eat before Musaf, like before Shacharis. That's not correct. The Rishonim say there is such a din. You're not allowed to have a whole Suda. Let's say in some communities, on Simchas Torah, they have Azazah, Hashik, that the Hakosas take so long, so they have the whole Suda and Shul, or everybody goes home, and then they come back and they dive in Musaf later, 3 o'clock, that's the end of this month. But even let's say you're going to dive in Musaf before Sheva Shoah, within Sheva Shoah. If you want to have a whole meal, that you're not allowed to. Just to have a Kiddush, you're allowed to. So you make Kiddush and you have a little cake, or even if you wash, you have a little some amati Kiddush and Mokhan Suda, after that fast. To have just a little bit of fast, just to be able to Kiddush and Mokhan Suda. Not to have a whole elaborate meal. To have chicken and shalons and kuku and everything, that's actually not allowed to have before you dive in Musaf. Just Te'ima is Musaf. Te'ima is Musaf before Musaf. So similar to Rav Huna's din, which we don't accept, he said that even Te'ima is forbidden before Musaf. We say only a Suda is not Te'ima is Musaf. So similar to his din, Rabbi Shimon Levi had another din. He says, we need a partner for Rabbi Shimon Levi, not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna is the one who the Amar just said, Rabbi Shimon Levi is the problem, don't Rabbi Shimon Levi. He or she gives, man Tzivah Samincha, also Rav Huna is Shiyit, and Klum, Kaddish, and Sal Tzivah Samincha. What is that? At 12:30, Samincha is Dairo. So he says, it's absolutely forbidden even Te'ima. All Te'ima is also. So the Gemara says we don't talk about that. We have rules and regulations in the Gemara, the first parish in Shabbos, we learned it. We learned Masechah Shabbos, and the Rishonim were quoted over here. As to the Gedolah is also during this period of Mincha Gedolah. Let's say you're going to a Chasana, or to an elaborate Bar Mitzvah, to some big dinner, and the dinner is going to be actually after 12:30, but it's going to be a dinner, it's going to last for a few hours. Even though it's not going to last for 8 hours, let's say there's a function at 12:30. Even though the dinner is probably not going to last for 7.5 hours, you're not going to miss this mamicha, but it's going to be a Suda Gdaila. It's going to last for 2 hours. So Suda Gdaila is also to eat this mamicha Gdaila unless you daven mincha first. If there's no minion to daven the Suda, if you daven mincha, you have no choice. And if it's mincha Stan already, if it's the last 2.5 hours before Shkia, that even a suit of tanners also, even just to have sandwiches also, just the plain stuff is not an elaborate meal that it's going to take an hour and a half. Even just a meal that's going to take 25 minutes is also, even a suit of tanners. But you see, for that whole Gemara, a suit of tanners, a suit of tanners, all of this, that Te'ima is Musa before Mincha. To have a cup of tea, to have a little bit of cake or something, that's Musa before Mincha. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rav Huna held that just like by Shacharis, it's also the Sokla Adam, the Gemara of the Sokla, the Gemara of the Hedin Bar Tam of Yenusa, and this week said on the post, L'Sachal Adam, L'Sachal Kodesh, it's a Tal Rav Vinchem, but it's absolutely also to eat before you daven Shacharis. When is it also to eat? It's also to eat now, before I daven Shacharis.
No,
after he gives Mount Shacharis. So they hold it, say, Mushtei Shacharis, So the Rabbi Shulam Levi holds that the din applies to all tefillos before Musar, and before Mincha, and before Ma'ariv, and before Shacharis. Whenever you become mechuyav to daven a tefillah, whatever the tefillah happens to be, it's absolutely up to you to have tefillah before that tefillah. So the Gemara says, we don't pass in, not by Mincha and not by Musar. What about by Ma'ariv? Shacharis we do. That's the Gemara. Shacharis we do. What about by Ma'ariv? So Ma'ariv was a machloek, right? The Gemara says, let the person will come home and fall asleep. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do this. So that was the Shaila. How do we agree with that Gemara? That's the question. That's strictly speaking, it's supper. Based on what the company Gemara tells us, to eat supper at 6 o'clock, even though you have another 2 hours to go to the, even though it's only through the summer. It's also eating because it's during this man of Yinfaksana. But there are parts who are naked, let you always daven, if there's this man kavua, so it's either the Jew and you're going to daven through the Jew. So you assume that he's not going to forget. So that's what the Be'er Sheva quotes that as one of the coolers that he does his lunch. The people for Lazar, on that, are let's say Myrus. A lot of people, many yeshivas have like that, but that Myrus 10 o'clock. And the regular state of the yeshiva is that they all eat supper, whatever. At 7 o'clock, way after the shkia, in the wintertime, they eat supper at 7 o'clock, the whole yeshiva. And then it doesn't matter if it's 10 o'clock. So that's the shaman. So the Be'er Sheva quote, that there were those who were make about that, that we assume that they're not going to forget. And any questions, how do they know that they have the right to be make them? Who says that they're not going to forget? And Abdallah on the day, here it is, and Abdallah on the day, the top cases. The Gemara says that by Mincha and Musaf we don't hold like Rav Huna and Rav Yishua ben Levi. By Shachar says the Gemara, what about by Ma'ariv? So the Tosafot says on the top of Dalet on the Beis, Mikan Mashma, for this Gemara, the Gemara says that it's not a good practice. The person is going to come home and he's going to relax at the end of the hard day's work. He's going to eat supper and take a little nap, and then he's going to go learn and Beis Medrash, he's going to daven Ma'ariv. He may fall asleep and he'll forget to daven Ma'ariv. So you're not allowed to do that. So exactly what are you not allowed to do? If I said, Mikan Mashma, for this Gemara you teach, and the Shia Shehi is man Kriyash Masha Laila, Shehi Lo Lecho Suda Ashik, or Kriyash Masha Mishtal Lari. That's what it said in the Gemara. So what does it mean? Ein Lo Lecho Suda. But the Ema is Mutter? The Ema just to have a snack is Mutter? As long as it doesn't mean that Tillis is not washing for bread as opposed to not washing. A person can eat a whole Suda without washing for bread. It means that he's still hungry. Because the Shaka is going to go to sleep without eating anymore. Then he just has a cup of coffee and a piece of cake, but he wants to eat supper before he goes to sleep. So then, some achrayim hold that you're permitted to have before Myron, so he didn't eat the suda yet. But if he eats the whole meal, and he's not going to eat any more later. He can go to sleep as he is now. So that's called suda. So that's what Rabbi Kivega on the Shnayis, in the beginning of Brachas, quotes the machrayim and achrayim how to read tesis. But the tesis only asks is lechol suda, to eat the full suda and zosa, or even tima and zosa. Some hold that this gemara that says tima and zosa is only bandinche, and Musa, but Ma'ariv and Shacharis, Ma'ariv is the same thing as Shacharis, so it's all about it's the beginning of the Zman Tzvila of the day. Musa is not, Musa and Mincha are not a Zman Tzvila. You have Yom and you have Laila. So you have to daven by Yom, you have to daven by Laila. So when it comes... The beginning of a new day. When is this man of davening? According to the Rambam. That's a shadow. The Rambam's opinion is that davening once a day, every day, is a chiyuv d'oraisa. So that's the Shaila. What does the Rambam mean to say? When is the Chiyuv d'oraisa? Once a day, every day. The day begins, they have to say Tachachovim. So when you daven Ma'ariv, then you answer that Chiyuv d'oraisa? Or no, the Chiyuv begins when you wake up in the morning. That's the question. That's the question. When is it? So it could be that the Gemara is saying that they're both. It could be that some Achrayim hold that they're both d'oraisa. That there's a Chiyuv d'oraisa to daven Ma'ariv, Chiyuv d'oraisa to daven Shachas, maybe. Twice for you. I don't know, maybe it means to say the whole Shema Nesri is only a Rishus, but there's a Chiyuv and Atur to daven something. Like the Magen Avraham says that this din of the Tzach Lala Adam, you're not permitted to eat before he's daven, doesn't have to be to daven Shema Nesri. But you have to have some bakoshes, you have to be ready to tefillah deraisa. So it could be that there is a Chiyuv tefillah deraisa to daven something by Ma'ariv. doesn't necessarily have to be the Shemoneh Esrei. The Shemoneh Esrei, that's only the Rishu.
The rule would indicate that it doesn't mean Adam Tzidu, but the rule says the Rishu Kimo. Kimo doesn't mean Adam Tzidu. Kimo is
And Dalvin on the day says what it is, just to have a snack is also what it is. Right. Right. That's the problem that Achrayim have.
Right.
But Taisa's Lashon is Lepo Sudo. So that's what Dalvin Achrayim is, which Lashon should you be in your diet? Kima means just a snack, or Sudo means a whole meal. Yeah, that tefillah keneged tmidim, that's the takana de rabban. But what about the din de reis, the according to the Rambam, that tefillah b'chol yom, once a day, every day is the reis. So that's shad, according to the Rambam, what's the reis? The mukhiv, when it comes lively, the mukhiv in atar to daven myra? Maybe what it means tefillah savish v'shu is, if you plan to daven shachrit and incha tomorrow, then you're not mukhiv to daven myra. But if you want to eat tonight, if you want to eat after it becomes nighttime, then you better daven Ma'ariv, otherwise you'll be in violation of Lotzach Lo Adam. Could be that that's the pshat in the Gemara. Tefillah Tzavos V'Shu'us means eat, not the Natar, not the Ramah, if you don't want to eat, you to daven Ma'ariv. But if you want to eat, then you better daven Ma'ariv now, in order not to be in violation of Lotzach Lo Adam. I don't know. Could be the Rabban. I don't know. Could be the Rabban. That's the shy. The problem is like this, because the Gemara only says Leif Hilchus at Mincha Muslims. The Gemara never said anything about Myrus. They never said anything about Shachris. Why did they say about Shachris? You know why? Because Shachris is not ready. You're not ready to start it either. It could be they left that Myrus for the same reason that Tima is also. And other Akhraim hold no. Only Sudha is okay, the Mogan Avram. But the Kivega on the first Mishnah quote from the Mogan Avram is from the Tadash and the Machlek is Akhraim about this. What's the din by Myrus? That's a strong sign. I mean, from the fact that there was a sheet there, that sheet tells the fairies that it is right. I mean, this goof is what we disagree with him. It's not true. We disagree by Minko also, even the Minko is right. I don't know. Start the time.
Let's say people work all night. Let's leave you in
they have to daven according to this money.
And if they don't,
the wife has to wake them up, that's all. They have to have an alarm clock to wake up. The order of the takon is the rabban, and the din of the right to institute is according to Rav Bnei Adam. Rav Bnei Adam, the day is for working and the night is for sleeping. You have to have people to work at night. Yeah, Rashi says that they used to give the shir before Musa. So he's Ma'ir Shaila, when do you give the drasha? The Ma'am Sheikh has a tshuva where he writes that originally the minig used to be that the Rabbanan used to speak, after when did they speak? I thought they used to speak after Kriya Sasera, no? After Kriya Sasera before the rest of the davening, like on Rosh Hashanah. When you blow shofar, after maftir, so then they rub darshins, and then you blow shofar. So the drasha is right after maftir. So he said that was the minig that the rabbanim used to, originally the rabbanim used to darshin after Kriya Sasera before Muslim. And then somehow they changed it, he gives the whole spousalist, and they changed it so that Rabbanim would, because a lot of people would come late. And then they would be davening, they have to catch up on the davening, so a lot of people would be davening while the rabbi would be holding the service. So the people would still be there, the rabbi would still be there, so they changed the practice, so they moved the drasha to later, so the drasha became right before Muslim, 10 minutes later. So that's the Shiloh, when do you say the Kaddish? Whether the Kaddish that we say after Rav Nucha Yoma before Musaf, is that the introduction to Musaf? Or is that, that's how you're supposed to start Musaf? Or is that the conclusion of Rav Nucha Yoma? That belongs to before. The Nafkamina is, what if you finish the Rav Nucha Yoma? The rabbi gives the sermon for 20 minutes. So when were you supposed to have said Kaddish? After Rav Nucha Yoma? Then the rabbi gives the sermon and everybody starts Musaf. But you say no. the Kaddish is the introduction to Musa. So he quotes that's the Machloket Tachor. And when right back time, that's the Shaila, when you take off the tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, right? Same Shaila the Minchat Olozah has in the Shuvah. When he's supposed to take off the Mishnah Berurah has the Shaila also a little bit, but the Minchat Olozah explains it more Barachovah than the Mishnah Berurah. Are you supposed to appear the Kaddish immediately preceding Musa, the introduction to Musa? Everybody should take off the tefillin before the Kaddish. You say Kaddish and go right away into the Shemoneh Esrei. But he's saying, no, the Kaddish is really the completion of the Menuchah Yoma. So you like to have on the tefillin until the end of the whole davening of Shacharis, till the end of the Kriyas HaTorah. The Torah still belongs to them. Till the end of the Menuchah Yoma, till the end of the Kaddish. Those are the two Minhagim that the Mishnah Berurah and the Menuchah Salah get for. So that's the Shaila. What is the Tchala? The Kaddish introduced Musa, Tfilah B'Lachash HaMusa. Yes, is this the introduction to Tfilah B'Lachash HaMusa? Or no, this is the conclusion of the Menuchah Yoma, which follows the Kriyas HaTorah. That's the Maskana of Roy Bapartin. That Rav Apostim hold like that. That the Kaddish really, that's what the Mamshik says, Nikra Din, there's nothing wrong with the rabbi giving the sermon, and then saying Kaddish, and Davidi Musa. So the Kaddish really doesn't, it's not a Kaddish that follows the Menuchah Yoma, it's the Kaddish that introduces the Musa. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Menuchah Salozah says, the more correct practice is, that's what they say, to take off the tefillin, even though many places will not do not go, but they say Dafke to take off the tefillin and Amash Kodesh before you say the Kaddish. But the Kaddish is introduced to Musaf right away. But the Mat Ephraim says that the Yeshua says that the rabbi holds with the Russia after the Menuchah Yoma before Kaddish or the Chazan says Hinani, but because there's a Machlokes in some parts to say that the Kaddish is supposed to follow the Menuchah Yoma, then they should repeat the Menuchah Yoma. Someone should say softly, Gimel Psukim. Say three Psukim from the Menuchah Yoma. And all the Menuchah Yoma, whatever. And the Mishnah Berurah, they say, Nikra Din, we even follow those who thought him who holds, like the Lashon HaRambam says, that the Kaddish is the beginning of the Tfilah Tam Tzom.
People take it off before.
People take it off before?
And the Tfilah goes over, and they say the Kaddish with the Tfilah, and they say,
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that specific.
According to that shit, that you're not supposed to take off the tomb and the four Kaddish, and the oil should also not take off the tomb and the four Kaddish.
So the chat says no matter talk about.
For the yeshiva, no one takes off any filling. The last 1,000 filling of Kaddish. And the Mishnah Berurah says the Dafke Parker. The Dafke, everybody should take off the tomb before the Kaddish. Yeah, everybody's
supposed to talk. The Chazan's not supposed to talk out after he says Kaddish. But that's why the people are busy talking, so they take off the tefillin and they can talk. But the Chazan goes over to the Kaddish, he's not allowed to
talk. No, but no one should talk. If the Kaddish is introduced in the tefillin of the Lachash of Musa, but no one should talk at that.
If you just kept on the inflation on the Musa, like Ben Shugeshen, you use the Musa of Geshen for Musa. The Kaddish would be before you should say the Kaddish, but it's not the Musa.
And if it's a Kaddish after the Menuchah Yoma, so why did it have to Kaddish?
That's what I say.
Should have been a Kaddish. Should have been a Kaddish. Okay. Sorry. What are we don't pass Malcolm Shimon? we pass him that he that drop 30. When it's not minimum, if it's not minimum, you're not permitted to eat to the garden. In Chakani, I'm not having any small food here. I don't think so. Okay, well, wait a second. Did the person already got an MI?
Yeah.
I mean, on a Shabbos, to eat Suda Shabbos, would be a problem. It's a Nimchos, it's a Suda Bailamin. Maybe it's a, okay, that's a problem. That's a question. Whether you consider Suda Shabbos as a Suda Bailamin. Right? That's the deal in the Hayyadim tradition. Who has a Shabbos like that? Whether Suda Shabbos or Yom Tov should be considered like a Suda Bailamin, so that should be a problem even after 12:30, not allowed to eat. If you began to have to resist him, you have to begin before. To begin before to offer. Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Rosh Hashanah, we have a more elaborate meal than a regular Shabbat, as usual. But Rosh Hashanah could be that that's a bit of good.
It's interesting.
Yeah, but it's only in Minchas Zayva. It's only Minchas Zayva. It's only forbidden to eat the Suda Zayva. So Rosh Hashanah was the Suda of Rosh Hashanah. It's a Suda of good. Right, so that's what he says. The only going to practice was he davened Mincha before he went home. So he was chayshish for this consideration. That Surah of Rosh Hashanah may be considered a Surah of Dirt. Okay. Sounds like it. Still up to Shulchan Aruch. I don't even know what it is. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. The Chodi Ben Akana Hayim Estalvik, Mishnah Tala Beis HaMedrash, and each of us, in addition to the Sakharas Chachonis, that you have to down the Shachas, Mincha, Meir, Musaf, Mila, whatever, there's another Sakharas that Rabbi Chodi Ben Akana introduced, that a person should be Mishnah when it comes to learning in the Beis HaMedrash, and when he leaves. Felix, so, Omer Lai, so the Talmidim there, the contemporary there, from the Chodi Ben Akana, Mom, welcome to the Tulu. What is he talking about? Amal Ahem, he explained, you can assess him when he enters the Beis Medrash, and he is Palo Shalayera, Rasa Kola Al Yodi. That I shouldn't pass him wrong. Apparently he was a Paisik, and he asked Mashiach all the time. He used to offer a prayer that he shouldn't pass him wrong. He Yodi, and he learned from Haidai, I'll help him. He thanked the Rebbe Shalom that he had a good day in life. Tell him about him, Mark Spence, what did he do? The Knesset and Mahoyim, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're supposed to say this. What did Rabbi Chodim Ben Akona say? When he entered the Beis HaMedrash, he offered Mofa Nach Hashem Elokai, Shalayeret Vat HaKol HaYodi. The Mephoshim points out, Shalayeret Vat HaKol HaYodi means he used to sit in the Beis HaMedrash, people would ask him, Shaiget HaLach HaLamayit. He says, Shalayeret Vat HaKol HaYodi, he shouldn't talk to you all. Shalayeret Vat HaKol HaYodi, Shalayeret Vat HaKol HaYodi, even if it's not Magia HaLach HaLamayit. Just to ask me, theoretically, in learning, so give the wrong shot in Taisus, the wrong shot in Mashor, the wrong shot in Gemara, even if it's not Magia HaLach. If that's not called Vatakala, but he shouldn't lay Akash of the Ramach, I shouldn't say the wrong shot. So he davened to the Rebbe Shalom that he should give him the Yag and Ishmael, he should say the right shot. He shouldn't say wrong, the Yismach will be Chaveirai. And my Chaveirim will rejoice over what? Rashi gives the Pasha shot. Rashi reads it all together. Akash of the Ramach, the Yismach will be Chaveirai. I shouldn't make a mistake and have my chaverim laugh at me because they're going to see that I made a mistake. And Rashi says, the Yismuchu chaverai al kishloini. My friends will laugh at the fact that I fell in. Arei roish, dayim sheyavoyu al yodi. It'll turn out that there'll be two terrible things that'll happen. Namely, number one, that I made a mistake in learning. And number two, sheegram lahem sheyayonshu. I will cause them to be punished because of the fact that they're going to laugh at me that I made a mistake. So that's what the Mephoshim is. What kind of Chaverim did he have? What kind of people did he have in the Beis Medrash? Whenever he would make a mistake, they would be laughing at him.
Yes.
It's unusual.
Not this
fault.
I mean, he has the best.
Part of trying the best is to prepare the shiur. Part of trying the best is to dump to the Rosh Hashanah to have a Yad HaShemayah. He's the dumb. So that's still the question. What kind of chaver did he have that he was afraid that they're going to laugh at him if he makes a mistake? Yismachu bi chaver, like, ha, ha, ha. They're going to laugh at him and mistake. He doesn't know how to learn. Because the Bali Musa used to say a dikham shot. The Darshan used to say a dikham shot. That very often, you have Rabbanim who are so beloved by their Balabatim, or you have Rabbanim and Yeshivas who are so beloved by their Talmidim, that any sneeze or any narishkeit that this Rebbe says is Kodesh Kadosh. The Talmidim love everything that he says. And even what he says is absolutely wrong. In Mamish, it doesn't read straight. It doesn't fit in against the Pasuk and Chumash, against the Mishnah. No, the Rebbe said, and the Rebbe said, and the Rosh Hashiva said, and that's it. And they jump from joy over everything that the Rebbe said. So that's even the follow. Yerasim Ofanecha, Shalai Koshu Vatra Anochav Yismuchu Bechad Beirai, Rebbeinu Shalom, see to it that they shouldn't come Kaddish, and they shouldn't jump from joy. If I say wrong, they should correct me. Not that he's saying they shouldn't embarrass me. They shouldn't embarrass me and heckle me when I say wrong. They're not going to heckle me.
I shouldn't have done it.
Oh, he wants that they shouldn't have yes men, exactly. They shouldn't jump from joy if they'll say wrong. But Layamari Damas to the Bush, Layamar Layamari Tomei, you shouldn't make a mistake, Day will cool the Day will cool. That's what all the Achrenim points out, if you could there. A day points this out. A Sheikh, Shayna Day, Hilfa Shkita, Hossa Bach on the Shkita, Mara says in the Yeridei thing. So in the Yeridei, if the Machabah points out, he asks if he says, so they say, Fahir, the Shrench, you give him a Fahir. But if you ask him a question and he says kasha and it's really the veila, you understand why you're not allowed to eat mishri tosa. If you ask him a question and everything that's rasa, he says rasa. And if the things that I'm with there, he also says I rasa. So why does he say rasa lechem mishri tosa? It sounds like you're not allowed to eat mishri tosa, whether his mistakes are the kuba or the kuba. If his mistakes are the kuba, it's nichet. Mistakes are the kuba, rasa shlech. And he's saying, no, don't take any fish. That's what he's in spalal also. You're not supposed to make any mistakes. Have to try. Everybody makes mistakes. You have to try not to make any mistakes, neither the Kuma, neither the Kuma, nor the Kuma. He doesn't
say that.
Right, the only one points out that others have the gear that this belongs before, that that's the spelling out of Lekosh Udrava. Right, no, that's what he is. That's what he just said. So that's what he pointed out. The Zulman Ryan says that this line really belongs earlier. I shouldn't make a mistake. Shouldn't make a mistake in this book. I shouldn't mislead people. At that point, that line belongs earlier. That's telling out what the takol. My gosh, the Torah means I shouldn't make a mistake in the shiur even when it's done to give Allah. Well, the kosh l'chaveira d'bar Allah of the esmach b'hem. He davens to the Rebbeinu Shlalom that the same should be true regarding his chaver. Whatever it meant before, that's what he means over here. So this was the tefillah that he used to say every day when he entered the Beit HaMikdash. Regarding this tefillah. I mean, you're not permitted to recite Tachanunim on Shabbos. I don't know, Tachanunim on Shabbos means Tachanunim for personal needs. But Bukhari, this is a religious need. That's like Hashem and Tachanunim, 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 Tachanunim,
Tachanunim.
Bukhari, these kind of bakashas are roughly permitted to be misspelled even on Shabbos and Yom. Bukhari. What did he say at the end of the day when he finished learning? He would say, well, we recite by saying, thanks to the Rabbani Shalom that he gave me the opportunity for sitting and learning and I don't go to work. I don't involve myself in other things. We all wake up early in the morning. They go to work. They don't work in order. I work hard and they work hard. I work hard and I get paid. So very strange question. What do you mean? The Rabbanim got to pay the highest salary in the Talmud. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim has that comment. Chafetz Chaim says, what if I engage a person to build a house or to paint my apartment? And he works so hard, he puts in so much effort and energy, and then the whole thing just falls flat on his face. It didn't come out good at all. You don't have to pay him anything. But if a person tries and learns, a person learns and he attempts to say the right shot and it turns out he said the wrong shot. So the person will get schar for learning. How do you know that you get schar for learning even if you come up? Even if you get schar for learning the wrong shot, as long as you attempted to learn the right shot? So that was the Rishonim point out from the Gemara of Shimon who I'm saying, the Gemara of Bava Kamma. And that line of says that he used to dash in every edge of a third. Even Shigil, that's Hashem Okecha, Tira, Tirish. What can you be mad at from the word that's Hashem Okecha? There's only one guy. And then the student said, so what's going to be with all the shiurim that he gave in the past all the years based on all the words of Ed? So he says, Kishen Shikibalti, Skara La Drisha, Kacha Kabel, Skara La Tisha. Just like I got reward all these years to saying all the drushes, because I thought that they were correct. So now I'm going to get Skara for not saying false favor. But now that it's a glowing Muslim Afreya, now that he realizes that you're not supposed to darshan it, the final maskan is that you do darshan it, and even that part of Kesha Shalom Kechatir, we're going to explain to Rabbi Samir HaKham that we do darshan it. But at that time, Shimon HaMsoni thought that you can't be marba anything in Kesha Shalom Kechatir, so he backed out from the whole time because the word S is coming to be marba. So he came to the realization that all the shirm that he said for the last few years are all wrong. Everything is up to correct, up to shlok. So what does it say that just like all these years I've been getting rewards for saying Torah, but no false Torah? Just like I got rewards from now on, I'll get rewards not to say false Torah. It's a chesloi that my friend is not going to get rewards. So if you're not gemara, you see, to the same thing, see if you're not gemara, that if a person attempted to say the right shot, even if it turned out to be wrong, he gets schar for the amola shel Torah. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim has in one of his words. He said that that's the shot in this tefillah. What do you mean they don't become a scar? The people who work for a living get more scar than the rabbanim. He says, no. They don't get scar for Ramola, just for working. They get scar for accomplishing. If a person works hard and he accomplishes nothing, he gets nothing. But if a person works hard and learning and he accomplishes nothing, comes up with only the wrong shot, no one's going to, they're not going to pass like him, but he still gets scar. If it's right, for attempting to say the right shot. Yeah, why such a strong Russian that's going to have a that's going to take it? What's that going to tell? Some of all the people who work for a living, they make an honest dollar. I don't know. Why do they call it going to take? We have a negative, we place a negative connotation onto the expression going to take that it's the Russian Mabuka. Maybe it's not to be read with such an intonation, going to take with the... Maybe you shouldn't have such a negative connotation in the usage in the Gemara. In our common language, it has a negative connotation. Maybe it's not a Gemara than Nina. Yeah. Sicha means it all works for a living, huh? Sicha means it all works for a living.
I saw about learning. These people who learn.
Yeah, but Rashi says chenvanim. Yeah. I don't know if the word Yeshri Karnas has the same meaning all over in Shabbos. I don't know if it necessarily has the same. Yeah, the first, the beginning of Sanhedrin is there, it may mean something else also. It may mean different things in different places. I don't know. Ani rats, v'hem rats, and everybody's in a rush. Ani rats, v'chai, v'ra, my brother, v'hem rats, look, they're shachar. They're running to Gehenna. Yeah, it sounds like he's really talking about, not talking about businessmen, talking about other kinds of people. I don't know. Okay. So this was the bakasha that he said in advance, and this was the haidoya, like when a person dies. So first you have to give sherat, then you give bakasha, then you give haidoya, you thank, so he thanked the Rebbe Shlomo Zia. Both the Shulchan Aruch that it's prophet to say. People, well, the Rosh Hashiva has to say all of the shaitans. Those who don't pass the shaitans, they should say less. It was included in Shmanesri. No, it was included in Shmanesri. Say Shmanesri. They say, Hashem Abinu Tzareteh, it's included in what you davened in the Shmanesri. Some of the kind of story also mentioned there. And he said, no, that you have to mention a little more than that. You have to place a little more stress to that. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted. So people are negligent, people don't say so. Now they printed it in the new shot, and they printed it on the third page. And they printed it. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Kuf Yud Tzid Chet, that you got to say this. People still don't say it.
It's a different aspect than over here.
Some of these, like Rashi said, the Amihar is just in a different secret. I don't know what the Chenvarim is. Then Rabbanu Nigmar comes to Brisa, Kishachal and Rablazer, when Rablazer was about to die, he didn't listen to Talmid of the Bakhlari. Talmid came to be Mevakar Chayva. Amla Rabbeinu, before you die, Rabbeinu Orchid Chayim, Nishmei Mechayi Olam Abor, give us a message to keep us for the rest of our lives. Amla and Yizaru, we told him a few things. Number one, Yizaru, be Kod Chavir Echem. You have to be very careful, Kod Chavir Echem, Kod Chavir Echem, Kod Chavir Echem, like it says in Mishnah Pirkei Yom, you have to be Mechapin and Sabriyus. Umninu bin Echem, Nin Hahi Goyoyim. That Ben Yeshua has of Derech Hadrash commenting on this Gemara, he says, "Al Shloshu Dvarim Ha'olam Ha'olam Meir Al Torah Ve'Al Avodah Ve'Al Gnilus Chasadim." So it seems as if his instructions, Baruch Hashem, that Rav Leizer Rabban was giving his students before he died, has to do with those three Yisoides: Al Torah Ve'Al Avodah Ve'Al Gnilus Chasadim. So Gnilus Chasadim, the Iker is Yizar Bikur Chaverechem. You have to laugh and come with him. He says you have to be very careful and cover up ears and cover up other people. And then as far as Torah is concerned, he says, Nina b'nechem in ha'higoyoyim, v'yishivun ben birki talmidah hachamim. That's in the area of Torah. What does that mean? Nina b'nechem in ha'higoyoyim? It has to do with, what do you teach your children? What should you not teach your children? So Rashi has two interpretations. You should teach them Torah and not higoyah. And you should speak with that they have covered talmidah hachamim. But always bring your children for a bracha to talmidah hachamim. And even if they won't understand the shiur, it'll still have a hashpah on the children. You have to try to impress upon your young children and of course your older children Torah. What does it mean? You should teach them only Torah and not Hebrew. What does he call him? The Rashi says Tanakh, yeah. Rashi says, Lord Takilum the Mikro, you're easily dark. You gotta teach a little Tanakh, you have to be said a little bit here and there, but don't teach so much Tanakh Yishum the Mashko. Because it'll be very attractive. So what's so mean about that?
No, you won't learn Gemara.
What's long Gemara?
So
spend all that time studying Tanakh at the expense of Halach and Yemar. That's the part of Pshat and Rashi. That's wrapped with the attitude to this Pshat and Rashi. Then Rashi says another Pshat. Rosh Hashanachar, Nesicha Chayim Lodin. Higoyim means philosophy, Narishtah. Higoyim. Higoyim means, in modern Hebrew, the last few hundred years, Higoyim means philosophy. Logic.
Logic.
But that's what Rashi calls Sicha Chayim Lodin, that's Narishtah. So this, the first Pshat of Rashi, that perhaps was what guided the Balei HaSeifis and the Ashkenazim, that they were not so medactic on studying Tanakh. And the Chaber writes in Yerideya, quote, from the Goynes, from the Friday Rishon, that a Sheikhet has to be a Yedeya Sefer, that's not Zilch HaShchita. The Holy Ghost Zilch HaShchita. He doesn't know anything else. He's not going to know what the word means. Let's have a little break. I go, so usually, traditionally, Shoftim were people who were Talmid Chachamim, they used to be big Rabbanim, less Rabbanim, they knew how to learn. But if the Tzitzis says from the Goyim, they have to know Tanakh, and they have to know Gemara. So the Rabbah writes on the bottom of the page, I don't see why you have to know Tanakh. On the bottom of the tour, the Akiva says, I don't see why the Sheikh has to know Tanakh. The Talmud, that was by the Sfardim, they always used to know Tanakh. They used to write, like Chacham Avad Yiro Seif, when he writes a letter, he writes Haskam on a Sefer, one line leads into the other, everything is a Haruz of Sukkim in Tanakh. But Ashkenazim is once in a while they throw in a pasuk, but most of the time they throw in a shenis and gemara. They weren't so makbid about Tanakh. And the same in Hilchas Tzila. Same in Hilchas Tzila. The Tzioitik writes that one is about Tzila, especially on Yalat Tzivim, or when you say Tziyutin, or when you say Tzliches, everything is l'shenis of Tanakh. You have to have a person who can roll off, took him from his tongue. He knows Tanakh by heart. And there are more rights, we're not so medactic about that, we're not so mocked that the Chazan has to know Tanakh. They weren't so keen on Tanakh. So some say that it's based on this Rashi, that Rashi holds on it for the first time. Rashi, that was a tradition, the Balei HaSeifis had, the Ashkenazim had, that they didn't place so much stress on learning Tanakh. Others say it's based on the Rabbi Nisam, the Gemara says in the second parak in Sanhedrin, why is it called Talmud Bavli? The Pashup Shat, that it was worked on and developed and composed in Bavli, that's the name of the country. So the Gemara says, Yod Yeshlamah, that's one reason, that's correct, absolutely 100% correct, but Yod Yeshlamah, the Gemara says that the nature of the Talmud Bavli is such that it's Beluma, the Mikra, the Mishnah, the Gemara. Everything is blended into the Talmud Bavli. If you study Talmud Bavli, you will have the smattering of Tanakh and of Mishnayis and of Gemaras. Everything is all blended together. So Rabbi Natan says that that's what we rely on, that Gemara. That the Gemara says in Kiddush, in the end of the first parak, Liyoylam, in the Zina, the Talmud Torah, Liyod Mishal, Shalom, Shnoysov, a person has to divide his learning into three parts. The Gemara has an interesting comment, says, Vishinanta, Mulubanacha, Al-Tikri, Vishinanta, Nava, Vishilashto.
Yes.
How is that Al-Tikri? It's a gun to the difference. Gantan, that doesn't work. I think we should not have Shnei, but Shlosha. We should not have Shlosha Shnei, but Shlosha is Shlosha Shlosha. We should not have Shlosha Mikra, Shlosha Mikra, Shlosha Mishnah, Shlosha Talmud. When you learn, you shouldn't just learn one, not spend all your time learning Tanakh, not spend all your time learning Mishnah in Mishnah Gure. Not to spend all your time philosophizing, to say Chilukim and Hezberim. You have to spend one third of your time in Tanakh and one third of the time that you learn. If you're crazy, you're going to learn 3 hours. So learn 1 hour Tanakh and 1 hour Halakha Pesukah. And 1 hour Tilful to try to understand. So Rabbi Natan says, we don't follow that Gemara. Trying to guide them all, say, you have to follow the Gemara. The Rabbim says, you have to follow the Gemara. The Chafi is Korad, follow the Gemara. And that's why the Talmud divided everything up in three. And the Rabbi Natan says, representing the Bible, says, we don't follow the Gemara. We just study Talmud broadly. And everything is included. You have to say everything all together. I don't know. I don't know. But why did the Gemara have this comment? On the Talmud Bavli, it's a little bit making this one. The Talmud Yisham is not like that. It also has Tanakh. I don't know. This is how Rashi learned. Nina ben Ekni, he learned the first shot that refers to Tanakh. Don't encourage your children to study too much Tanakh. And the reason that he gives is, Mashum Demashka, it'll be so attractive, it'll draw them. It's their drawing. So they'll neglect the other things that are more important than one. The Tzlach has a comment on this Gemara that was deleted from all of the standard editions, and the Ungarische from Williamsburg, who just reprinted the Tzlach recently, put it back in on the first page, and they write what a sham that was that they left this out, and they got it from the older edition, from the first printing of the Tzlach, Tzlach and Tzlach and Yehuda. And if you would have the safe on Brochus, and on Beit, and on Stokin, called the Tzil Nefesh Chaya. His mother died, his mother's name is Chaya. So he dedicated the sefer to his mother, so he called it Tzil. Not Tzil, Tzil. So he, in his sefer over here, they have this missing paragraph. So he has, in the days of the Nebi Yehuda, the Haskalah began a little bit. The extent of the Haskalah was way later, but the Haskalah had already begun. So the Maskim were very keen on Tanakh. So he says that maybe Rashi Pshat is correct, not because of the Mashka, but rather for different reasons. If your children will be very interested in Tanakh, they may fall in with a Maskilah Shemalamis. But if you'll stress to them that they should learn Mishnah Brura, which Maskilah are going to teach Mishnah Brura, teach Mishnah Gemara, you're going to teach Gemara, which Maskilah are going to place stress on Gemara, the Maskilah only checks up to the Tanakh. He says, maybe that's the Yodish one that Rashi Pshat will not be Tanakh. Need a minute and I go in because our blazer are ready for still in the future that the Maskil are going to pick on the Tanakh. So, the second shot in Rashi probably means along the lines of Yitzhak, means secular learning. Doesn't mean secular learning. Arithmetic and spelling and chemistry and physics. It means Igoya means what was the trait of Chachmas Yevonah. What the Tanaim prohibited. Tanaim said, you're not allowed to make there, prohibiting studying Chachmas Yevonah. So that's the second shot that Rashi is along the line. But you have to be careful what you allow your children to study. Could be the Gemara has the lashon the mashka shayin and even the mashka. The Gemara of Rezar, Bav Chav Zayin says that if a person is a chayil mitzuta, the Gemara says he's never allowed to go to a goyish doctor because of the Abed Rezar doctor because the chashurim al shvichas gomer. Chayil says it's on a zed, we have a police force, and if anybody's going to die, they're going to start to make an investigation. They'll revoke his license. So today you can go to even a doctor in Abed Rezar. But the Gemara, they live in the Wild West. The doctor can do whatever he wants, and no one's going to investigate. So the Gemara says, you better never go to a doctor, because the Hashur Moshiach is Zorah. So the Gemara says, what happens if I'm a friend of the Sukkot? So they call it, I'm going to die. So what do I have to lose? The Nachri, the other Rabbi is Zorah, may extend my life, and he may kill me earlier. So the Gemara says, I'm permitted to take that risk, if I choose to. So the Gemara says, that's only permissible. If you're holding by dying anyway, a friend of the Sukkot, you're only permitted to go to a Reife, other Rabbi is Zorah, but to a go to a Reife, who's a min. A Jew who's a min, who's a Christian, right, a missionary, those kind of minim. So the Gemara says that's worse because Shaini min is the Mashla. That's worse than anything. So it could be that that's what Rashi meant also, Mishum the Mashla. It could be Mashla, it'll attract, you shouldn't, the first shot Rashi was, don't let your children spend too much time studying Tanakh because Mashla means it'll be too attractive, and they will neglect studying other things, learning other parts of Torah that are more important. Halacha l'maisa, that's a big shot. Or it could be shot. The mashka, they don't draw them like China needed the mashka, they draw them in the wrong direction. Not just draw them to panasa, what's up there? So it could be that Indians that will draw them to the wrong kind of people. Because the Christians used to also study Tanakh. They used to blame the Tanakh the way they wanted. They used to bring riots in the Tanakh to their religion. Yeah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Kol Kisra, that you're not permitted to learn Kriyat Sukkim was forbidden on Shabbos because it was so fascinating. It's like reading a novel, right? They'll listen, they'll learn that the whole time, and they won't come to hear the Shir. The Mishnah says in Yuma that they keep the Kain Gadol up all night, so they used to read the Dafka sections from Ksuvim. That was so fascinating, Ezra and Nehemiah and other things that were so fascinating, so he won't want to fall asleep. He'll want to stay up all night. Yes, that's the question about Rashi. How do you learn? So that's what the Pneishu is. Rav Leiz is giving his Talmidim program for life in the areas of Torah, Avodah, and Milas Chasadim. In the area of Milas Chasadim, he says that you have to be Hizor, B'Kvayim, Chaver, Echem. The Yonah Machaver, that's the first thing he says. You have to be very Machaver, the Yonah Machaver. Then he says you have to be careful in learning what to allow your children to learn, what not to allow your children to learn. Whatever it means, he's giving them instructions in the area of learning Torah. And in Kabbalah Torah, Hashim ben Birki Tavid HaChachamim. Make sure that your children, when they're very young, make sure that they bring them to a bracha by Tzadikim. They should see Rabbanim, even if they're not hearing the Torah, they should have a hashpah from the big Tavid HaChachamim. And then, in the area of Avoyluk, Shatim Espalim Du, this name, Niyatim Oim Div. You should be careful about Tzilah. That's the Manshe, after the Chupin Abad, Manshe Ben Tamid Bishkayim, you don't have a virus of carbon as well, if you just have the silos to mark them on carbon. We'll be shvil kav in the discourse of these mixings, this kol chayel amador. These were his instructions before he got. So the ones they told about him, they told about Rabbi Yechem and Zakai also. Uki shachol Rabbi Yechem and Zakai, he was about to die. Nichon is the Tamil of the Bakra. They also came. Usually he comes to be the Bakra Chayla to try to help the Chayla get cured. This is different. Here they knew they were going to die. So they just went for a prophet before the Rebbe died. The Rebbe should give them a bracha and give them a program and instructions for life. Don't know. There are a lot of Rebbe's. Rebbe Kivegi says that it's a blazer than our garden. It's a different time. Not a blazer. That's a blazer than Hercules. It's a different Rebbe. Right. So they came to visit Rabbi Yechem and Zakor, and he was about to die. What are you crying? They call him Ner Yisrael, the light of Klal Yisrael that he illuminated. Klal Yisrael with his Torah and his stocking. Amud Ha'imini in the Beit HaMikdash, they were different Amudim. So they referred to him as the pillar, the main pillar, like in the Beit HaMikdash, the main pillar of Kuali Tal, the one that held everything up. After Shachozak, the strong hammer, means that he would give a final decision. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. So they called him with endearing the Shonim, what are you crying about? Matamah at the Baruch HaMalahem, I'm going to die, I'm going to go to the Bez HaShalmaila, and he's considering for what's going to be the Gzardin. He was the same Al-Basr of Adam HaYim Ali Chamozi, if I would have to go to court to a judgment by a given thing, Shahyam Khan, Amacha Bekever, the king is only king for a day, he doesn't last forever. Shin Koyit, I'll have to get angry with me, and Kasa Kasoylam, his anger is not going to be forever, he's not going to last forever. Dimos, right in, if he puts me in jail, he needs to leave the road, I won't be in jail forever. Live in Mishan, and even if he kills me, so I die, go to my Zeb, but it doesn't mean I'm going to go to my Bor, and he starts to miss his Zeb. I can talk my way out of it. Ooh, the shachta of a mom, and I can drive him off with money. I hope you can't eat the book. I would stupid, I would cry, I would tremble, I would be afraid. The Asher Shemudin Mercy, I'm going to die, and the Bezen Shammai is going to judge me, and the Rosh HaBezen is going to be Mel Macha Macha Rosh Baruch Hu. Shulchai B'Kai, Yom Lo Oilam Ali Omei, Allah, and he lives forever. He's not just king for a short period of time. Shinkoi Salai, if he gets angry at me, he's Kav Dekar Selam. He can get angry for good. He most likely decides to put me in jail, means I should suffer. He's too reserved. Then in the time, if he decides to kill me, he starts to be sarcastic. He can wipe me out from Elamazen and all that. And then you have the price of the drummer. I can't fight out in the tank. I can't, how come I shine? I can't talk him out of it. If I deserve an Einish, he's going to give me the Einish. Well, and you can't bribe him. Well, there's no way out. So that's why he's trembling. That's why he's crying. Goloyai. And that only stops that a person is afraid when he goes to Mishpat. Vashiyesh l'panay shnei drachim. I see there are two paths ahead of me. One path leading to Gan Eden l'viyach ha'shal Gehenem, and one path leading to Gan Eden. They say, and I don't know which path. These two paths, and he doesn't know whether they're going to take him to Gehenem. Hashem Gemara, but why yes, can Hashem Kruach? But Hapel Ezeki Gemara, all of the Persians say, what is he worried about? That's where Hashem Ezeki used to give the Rosh Hashanah. He used to say, oh, but what is he saying? He said to the Darshanim, that Dechem Ben Zakeh, the Gemara tells him, Gitin, he was the one who negotiated with Hashem Yonah, and he asked them, oh, you're a smart rabbi, I'll grant three requests. So instead of saying, don't destroy the Beit HaMikdash, he said, take me out of the Chachamah, give her a school to Rabbi Sadek, Rabbi Gatana, come to Al-Zehi, and they don't wipe out the mouth of their brother. So the Gemara says, one are tipshits. The Gemara says he should have been delayed on him. They should have come back and said, can you tackle? What are tipshits? He should have said, don't destroy the Beit HaMikdash. But to be honest, he was so inspired by his pictures. He knew that he was just anointed the emperor with his shoe. But the whole story, why did he say, don't destroy the Beit HaMikdash? So the Gemara says he made a stupid mistake. So apparently his contemporaries accused him of being responsible for the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So as he's about to die, he says he doesn't know if he's going to go to Gehenna, he's going to go to Gan Eden. And that's why he continues to say, he says there's two tests, he doesn't know where he's going to go, because everybody accused him of being responsible for the destruction. So Amalai, so the Talmidim said, Rabbeinu Bachena, give us a drop, Amalai, the Yorah Hashem, Arashamayim Alechim, Kimara Gossel Adol. I hope you have your Yerushamayim like you're afraid of being arrested by the police for out there. So the Talmidim said, Adkan, that's all. You only have such little Yerushalayim, so you said, Halavai, you should have so much Yerushalayim. People don't have, Amalai, I'm all the right. Hey, do a simple proof. You show them my brother, when a person is about to cheat, or to do a sin, whatever. Remember, he's only afraid, Shalai Yerani Yodim, he's only afraid, Nizet, Nizet, like the story that the Chassid Shalai, Nizet, they're watching. So in 19, no one sees them, he says, Nizet, no one himmel, they're looking, they're watching. People are only afraid. Shalai Titi Rasa, when he's still after he passed away, Amalai, Honor came in the natural. The deen is that if things are metabol tumas, we can take them into the mikveh. But there are some kelim that cannot have to be with the mikveh. You have to finish them. The cheris. Once it becomes tumas, there has no time to pray. As he was about to die, he didn't lose his mind. He was in his full seichel. So he said, I'm about to die. Make sure, let some tzaddikim as they're about that, let's have a clown to go out of the room. Yeah. That the Kohen shouldn't violate the Dinim of Tumah. So he was also in his full mind. So he said, take the Kelim out, take out the Kohen, that they shouldn't become Tumah. And then the last thing he said, V'achina kisim chizkiyo melech Yehuda shebor, v'prashi lela v'isi. And the parish here for chizkiyo, what is he talking about? What's chizkiyo melech Yehuda? But that's what the Rav said in the name of the Darshanis in Europe. Chizkiyo, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, chizkiyo had a debate with Shevna, when they had the Sancheiris, so Shevna went to surrender to the enemy. Chizkiyo HaMelech didn't want to surrender. So if Shevna would have surrendered, and Shevna had the majority, he would be pumped up. Shevna, if he would have surrendered, they would have destroyed the whole Beit HaMikdash. Because of Chizkiyo, they didn't destroy the Beit HaMikdash. So one might think that Rabbi Yechman Zakkai was responsible for the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, and that's what he was nervous about just 10 minutes earlier. He doesn't know which Derech HaMikdash was he, but he's going to go to Gan Eden, or he's going to go to Gehenna, because he was responsible for the destruction. As he was immediately, before he was about to die, he realized that he is going to go to Gan Eden. So he said, Chizkiyo HaMelech is going to give me Ashikah. Chizkiyo HaMelech, the man who had the big fight, he was in the minority, the Gemara says, Chizkiyo HaMelech, who didn't want to give away lands of peace, he didn't want to give anything away, he didn't want to surrender anything to the enemy. He was outvoted by Shem HaTzev and all the others. And still he stuck to his guns, and that's why the Beit HaMikdash was not destroyed. You might think that Yomel was going to be the first one to accuse me, to indict me. The Beit HaMikdash, that he had his stand against everybody to fight and to preserve, and I just gave away the whole thing. He says, no, I realize that the Chizkiyah I see, as it's about to be, he says, I see Chizkiyah Melech coming to give me a Shikoyah, but I did make the right decision. But I had no prayer with it. We're going to destroy the Beit HaMikdash anyway. That's how the Sam Bali Musa used to, Sam Darshan used to say that there was a correction in the Gemara.
We could say that what's going to be said, that the bottom of the
The Rabbi Yechon Zaka thought that for less than that he won't get anything. They better ask him for a little bit. Huh? Then he was mistaken, because then they accused him of making a wrong decision. That he was, first he was mistaken whether he was right or wrong. And after he was about to die, he was convinced that he was right. He saw as he was about to say, "Your mouth was coming to give me a answer." And this extent with the Torah has in Parsha Tamor, all of the dream of the Moyadai. But then it has about the Pesach and Shavuos, and that you tell Sira Simer in between. So the Zohar has a comment, and that parsha that Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say over, they quote the Tshuvas in that way, he quotes it in the Zohar. And the Zohar asks the kasha that the Gemara asks in Erech and Daf Yud, why don't they recite Halal Sholem on Shvi Sofesa Zecher L'Nes? Just like a Chanukah you recite Halal Sholem Zecher L'Nes Chanukah, so why don't we recite Halal Sholem on Shvi Sofesa Zecher L'Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf? So that the Jesuit quotes the Medrash Ma'aseh of Mayama, Nam Shira, it's not proper to say Shira when human beings are dying. And the Zohar gives a different answer. That during the period of Sfira Soimer, we observe an Indian of Avelus Min HaTorah. We are usually Rogel to sing, usually understand that the 33 days of Sfira, of Avelus Min Sfira has to do with the Gemara and Yavamas and Perek HaBoi Yavimtoi, that the 48,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, the 24 pairs of Talmid HaChamim died during the spirit of the year, I shall know the call of the so the Avelus of Sfira came in at that period, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, after Talmid Rabbi Akiva died from a Magetus. So the Zohar says, no, that there's an Indian of Avelus Deraita during Sfira. When a person is Tamei, so sometimes he goes to Mikvah the same day. Sometimes you have to be Shemaret Yom Kenevim Yom, you go to Mikvah the next day. Sometimes it's a big tomb, you have to wait Shiva Nikim, you have to wait a whole week. And then you go to Mikvah. So the Zohar says, if a person, a private person is Tamei, you have to wait 7 days. If the whole Kalam Yisrael is Tamei, the Shuk of the Tumah, then the Kalam Yisrael has to wait 7 weeks. So the counting of Sfira Soimer, between Pesach and Shavuot, is for the purpose, like you say in the Tfilah, Tareinu Mitzvah Paseinu Mitzvah Seinu, for the purpose of accomplishing Tareinu for Kalam Yisrael. So the whole idea of Simcha is, that's how the Rav used to give in the Rosh Hashanah and the Shiurim, the Machag of Simcha is when a person is with Nei Hashem, with Machan, with Nei Hashem Alkechem. When a person is in the presence of the Rebbeinu Shlalom, that's Mechayim and Simcha, as the prophet says, the Yirah Yadam, Mahoy Bohad Al-Mathon, or Mahoy Zuchel Bebim Koy Mahoy. As the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Chagiga, there's no Atzvus in the presence of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Being in the presence of the Rebbeinu Shlalom brings it back Simcha. Oh, Shah Simcha Mamayin, Baruch Al-Kir, Shah Simcha Mamayin, the same in the Nisach of the Benishim. So that's why on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot there's a Chiyuv Simcha, because we have a Chiyuv to be on the regal, to be with Nei Hashem. When a person is Tomei, he's forbidden to enter the Beis HaMikdash. And Meila, whenever a person is in a state of Tumah, there is a certain union of Avelus. Not only is there Avelus when there's an Avelus forbidden to be Makrish Korbanus. Because one is an Avelus, can't be the Simcha. Simcha means you're with Nei Hashem. Avelus means that Ba'atzlus, you're not with Nei Hashem. So whenever a person is Tomei, he cannot be in a certain sense. He can be in with Nei Hashem, he can be in a good mood, we're all coming to that. He can be in a good mood. But in a certain sense, he didn't enter into the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a certain aspect of Avelus that always goes along with every form of Tumah. So that's what the Zohar says, that since this period of Sfira Soimer, nothing to do with Talmid Rebbe Akiva Zayin. This Sfira Soimer is for the purpose of the Tareda between Basein and the Tumah Seinu, and it's the Shibin that came up Klal Yisrael to the early Tumah Latara. So that's why the dominion of Avelus for the whole 7 weeks, that's what they quote in Arizal, he was mocked for not to take your haircut off you. So all 49 days, nothing to do with the 33 days. Not getting married, that's what the Minhag HaSholom says, that even those Hasidic people who follow the Minhag HaRizal not to take a haircut, the whole Sfira, again, making a chasana, that depends which 33 days you hold. These 33 days, those 33 days. But haircuts, that's lachud. Haircuts lachud and chasana is lachud. Haircuts, that's the union of Avelus b'nikzah, that has nothing to do with Talmid Rebbe Akiva. Chasana is there, has to do with Talmid Rebbe Akiva. Haircuts, that's different. So the Zohar says, since this period of time between Pesach and Shavuot, it's an Indian of Avelus, that's why it's not proper to say Halal Shalom. That's why the minig is, that's why we only say Chatzi Halal. That's what some Rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael, with Maharir, that many have the practice that they recite Halal Shalom and Yom HaTzimut, or Yom Yerushalayim, as a Zeche to the Yeshuas and the Chomis, and and everything, all the wonderful mitzvahs that the Rebbeinu Shlom showed the Klal Yisrael years ago in Eretz Yisrael, the Tamar Rabbanim Ma'ariv based on his Zayar. And even if you would like to, but it's not proper during the Sfira to say Halal Shalom at this group of Tzar. But that's what Nezer says, this period of Sfira is supposed to be for the purpose of Tzar. Yes.